And that, when we were making soil tests to see what we needed for fertilizer, they used to make and did on my place when we first started, we'd make a composite sample to have tested. Now, and that might go over, say a quarter of a mile. You'd put down holes and then mix it all up and test it. But we found out we weren't getting a true test of what we needed. So we, every time we have a change in soil or a certain strong change in topography, we make a separate sample. The thing that worries me about this country now is that agriculture is sort of the forgotten man. Even one young mother made a statement to a friend of mine that we just don't need agriculture. And fortunately, she was in the minority, but your price of meat is high in the market, but it's very low to us that produce it. Labor is what is in between that increases the price to the consumer. But our prices have been so depressed that unless you have a special operation, just ordinary raising of calves for the market, you can't make any money out of it. And I think that's one of the serious problems that's been neglected in this country, is that we may end up with corporate ranching, which won't be good for the country, and certainly not government ranching. The government doesn't know how to run a ranch. But too many of the smaller ranchers are being put out of business. And this country could, in a rather short period of time, become dependent on its red meat supply from foreign countries, and then we'd be in bad shape. We should be. I'm not an isolationist, but we ought to have enough oil, for instance, that nobody could put us to our knees by cutting off the oil supply. If they got too high, we could say, we'll just retrench and we'll use our own. If they got cheap, buy some. But not be dependent on any other country for any of our human needs. Because right now we're having a lot of difficulty with the rabid environmentalists. I'm an environmentalist, but I call myself a practical environmentalist. For instance, these environmentalists that is swarms of millions of blackbirds that are spreading disease and so forth, and they don't want you to kill any of them. They don't want you to develop watersheds for the supply of water and for barge traffic because it's upsetting the life of the shrimp. Well, if you're going to choose between water to drink and the shrimp, I think we could do without the shrimp better than we could do without the water. But these rabid ones, you can't talk to them. And this Environmental Protection Agency is the most dangerous thing that's ever been created in this country. I told one of the senator's officers, told his legislative assistant here not long ago, I said, if you don't get something through Congress to curb these bureaus, we don't need you. We can do without Congress. If they're going to pass the laws, there's no need in you to pass some, too. Let them run it. We can save your money. Save the money we spend on you.
You're coming in wall to wall.